For the thought of the week, this week, in our Tiny Concept series, I'd like to look at the question, why have we been created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in Surah Al-Dhariyat, in Ayah 56 says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعَبُدُونَ And I have not created from the jinn and the human being except that they should be attached to me, that they should serve me. And that in essence means that he's saying, I have only created you so that you may be able to reach your full potential. You know, all of us at some point of our lives sort of are caught up in this wondrous question. We search for a resolution to particular situations and then we say, why am I here? What is this life really all about? Why was I created as this particular person? When we look at the world through the eyes of our human living as such, or earthly living, then the self is limited. We are finite. We consist mainly of what we have learned through education, through our environment, through our personal experiences, and through our exterior influences. But if we focus upon our spiritual identity, then we find that not only is the physical identity included, but then the scope of our potential is just boundless. It's infinite. It's awesome. To know that we're part of a divine plan. You know, if you think about it, look at how powerful our existence is when we realize that we are part of this absolutely whole divine plan. And each one of us is important in this plan. And each one of us can contribute towards it. In Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am what you perceive me to be. It is our ignorance that causes us to identify ourselves with the body or the ego or anything that is not divine. When I say that, I mean anything that is not boundless, not infinite. The more we learn about things, about the universe, about our place in it, we realize how little we know. If we look at the spiritual teachings of every religion, we will find that if we boil it down into a sentence, then in essence, the reason for our creation is for us to be the best. Allah in the Quran says that we were created to be Khalifatullah, the representatives of Allah, to be the representatives of He who is the best. And there is only one way towards it. It is obedience to the Creator and serving His creation. There is no other way. It is only then that we will become boundless or infinite in all directions. Einstein said that the most beautiful and profound emotion we can experience is the sensation of the mystical. It is the sower of all true science. He to whom this emotion is a stranger, who can no longer wonder and stand wrapped in awe, is as good as dead. To know that what is impenetrable to us really exists, manifesting itself as the highest wisdom and the most radiant beauty which our dull faculties can comprehend only in their most primitive forms, this knowledge, this feeling, is at the center of true religiousness. And from the words of a 14th century French philosopher, we need no ladders to the sky. We need only observe the structure and functions of the bodily organs of a human being to know that the Creator exists. Find a focus of life, a focus where you can serve. Just as Quran says, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٍ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ Every existence has a goal. Find the best of goals. Find that focus. And whenever the question pops up in your mind, why was I created? That focus will be why you were created. Inshallah, we will continue with our series of tiny concepts.